Return to the land of your soul. That's a chant that for thousands of years has been sung in the heart of every devout Jew. The great feast of Holy Week, Passover, it is the concluding blessing next year in Jerusalem, in the land of the soul. To return to the land of your soul was to go home. Go home to the Holy Land, to Jerusalem, the site of God's home, the temple, the hometown, the home city, the King of Israel. It's the land of the soul, not only for every Jew, but for every Christian and Muslim as well. This Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, the pilgrim Jesus returns home to Jerusalem, to the Holy Land, which will be the doorway to the land of his soul, the doorway to heaven. He returns as a prodigal prophet to the jealous anger of his elder brothers, the Pharisees, the scribes, and the priestly caste. And today, both in liturgy and in life, all of us join him as a pilgrim, going up to Jerusalem. And today we get our passport, our pie card, our palm branch, as proof that we're Lenten hobos. Hobo is a term that first appeared in print in 1889 in Washington State. Hobo meant a migratory worker. It was taken from slang and put into official English language by that act. It had meant originally two words brought together, homeward, the hoe, and bound, the bow, homeward-bound veterans of the Civil War who were working their way back home after being released. And it became a term for migrant workers and lumberjacks. They weren't bums. Bums don't work. And they weren't tramps. Tramps don't work. And so hobos carried one of these. It's a red union card. It said, we're not looking for free handouts. And in 1913, the IWW, the Industrial Workers of the World, classified hobo as a migrant worker. And these migrant workers formed a large part of that union. Hobos carried their union cards, which they would show to a housewife to get a sandwich at the back door. They'd show their union card to trainmen that they were entitled to a free ride on a freight train. Passage of time, the little red card became known as a pie card, which had been a term in 1908 for a meal ticket, something you gave to the poor to go down and get a meal, a pie card. As Lenten pilgrims, we're homeward bound, and we're entitled to be called hobos. And the proof that we're pilgrims, legitimate migrant workers working our way home, now, we're not simply spiritual tourists looking for a handout. We're given not a red union card, but a green palm. It's our green card. And you know, green card means a card given to aliens that allows them to work. It registers them as a working alien within the United States. This is our green card. It's no free giveaway. You've earned it. You've earned this green card. In the past 38 out of 40 days, as a hobo on a Lenten honeymoon, honeymoon. A honeymoon is a holiday for lovers, and that's what this has been for us. A holiday for lovers. A 40-day, a lunar holiday for us to re-romance our love for one another, re-romance our love for our professions, and to re-romance, most of all, our love for God. Honey, sweet moon. And this hobo moon this week, watch, is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It will reach its fullness on Holy Saturday as the Passover moon. And if you listen very carefully to the moon these nights, you will hear her singing. She'll sing the same song to you she sang 3,000 years ago to some alien Jews coming out of Egypt. Return to the land of your soul. Someplace around the year 1290 BC, a ragtag group of migrant laborers, slaves, were homeward bound for the promised land. And as Moses led him to freedom, the moon sang, "Return to the land of your soul." So we follow the new Moses, Jesus, as hobos, and we carry our green passport to the land of our soul. It's our green card. It's our meal ticket, our pie card. It proves that we are workers. We're workers. We're not bums. We work for justice and charity. We come to God's table not as a panhandler. That's a hobo slang word from the Spanish pan, meaning bread. Your hand out for bread, panhandler. We're no panhandlers. When we hold out our hand for the Eucharist, we do so as prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Welcomed home. Welcomed home to feast, regardless of what we have done, regardless of our sins and failings. No backdoor handout. It's a feast at God's table. Our green card, our palm, our passport is a sign that we are witnesses, martyrs. That's what the Greek word martyr means, a witness. We're worthy to be at God's table right here in this house, and we're going to be worthy to be at it in God's house in heaven. In Christian art and in Scripture, the martyrs, those who witnessed to their faith by their death, are always shown with palms. Palms were given to victors in the Roman arenas, those who did their job well. So, we need to look at our work. Hobos did odd jobs as they worked their way home. Our odd job is to work for the justice of the kingdom of God right here, in our lives. And Jesus today, we heard in the Passion Week, did his odd job. And it was a very odd job. He was to die as a criminal. So he could go home to the land of his soul. Jerusalem was the doorway, and the cross was the door. And he had told his followers, "I shall go up to Jerusalem and die, and in 3 days I shall rise again." And brave Thomas, you know, he says, when Jesus tells him that, he says, "Oh, Master, we will go with you, and we will die with you." A few days later, though, when ugly death became Jesus' closest disciple, Peter and Thomas and all the rest fled. Because they looked at the palm branches they had carried, and they saw them as pie cards. And the pie was pie in the sky. Pie in the sky. Pie in the sky is good things and good times that are promised that will never come. And it's part of the lyrics of Joe Hill's poem and song. You will eat by and by in the glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. As hobo Lenten pilgrims, we jam the road with others. And, you know, today is no different than it was then. I mean, there are a lot of bums and tramps in that procession. They had no intention of the hard work, doing any work. And that included the disciples. They had no intention of suffering. They had no intention to witnessing to the value of suffering. They were only interested in cheering a hero. They wanted to be part of the winning team. Everybody wants to be part of the winning team. How many want to embrace the hard work of being witnesses to a life, an eternal life, a real promised land that's no pie in the sky? Your green passport, green the color of life, your union card says, see, I'm no bum. I'm no tramp. Christianity, like all religions, has its bums. Spiritually lazy people who refuse to work at justice, at charity, and at prayers. They're just bums. They're looking for a handout at communion. Like bums along the railroad tracks, they're looking for a free ride at their funeral or their wedding or the baptism of a child. Bums and tramps. We're called to the hard work of being Lenten pilgrims. And what was that work? It was prayer, penance, fasting. And the third thing, alms. Very central to Lent was sharing your wealth with the poor, with those people who live way out on the edge of society. And remember the hobo card? It was called a pie card, a meal ticket. This green palm should call you to provide meal tickets for those who are hungry. Listen to it. That's what it says. You listen to your palm. Feed those who are hungry. Feed those who are hungry for justice. They be given justice in our society. For those who are longing for a job, hungry to work, but there is no work. Those who are hungry for dignity and respect and are treated with disgrace and shame. We proclaim the sacredness of all life as part of the work of justice. All life is sacred. All life out there is sacred in the universe. Life in the womb is sacred. Life on death row in each criminal, no matter what crime they committed, is sacred. And we testify to that. Always. We got only 3 days left in Lent before the three high holy days of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter. But that's long enough, 3 days, to sit down, get out your checkbook, write out a check. Whatever the charity or social work you believe in, don't delay. 3 days to give alms if you have not already made that a major part of your Lenten work. Alms. It's a very condensed English word that comes from a very long Greek word that means compassion. Compassion. You know, hobos, as they traveled around the country, left chalk marks on houses, fences, and buildings, and bridges. They were signals to the hobos who came after them. And a familiar hobo sign was this very crudely drawn cat. And if you were a hobo and saw this cat drawing, that meant generous, kind-hearted woman. You knock at that door, you can get a good meal. This is the sign of compassion. It's the sign of alms, a hobo sign. And talking about hobo signs, hobo Jesus, homeward bound, riding up to Jerusalem, was no fool, because he saw a hobo chalk sign marked on the stones of the walls of Jerusalem. And this is what he saw on the walls of the holy city. It's a hobo sign. It's just a white square box, and in the center, there's a round circle. Translation? Danger. Danger. Be cautious. He rides straight on, though, through the gates of the city, up to the temple. And there, over the temple doors, is another hobo sign. The stones are crying out, like we heard in that Palm Sunday. The stones are crying out, and the message they're crying out, this one here, which is four vertical lines slanted to one side with two horizontal lines through it. It kind of looks like a slanting railroad track. This sign meant unsafe place. Unsafe place. Jesus had seen them before. Both of these signs were posted outside of the desert into which he went for his 40 days of life. Unsafe, dangerous place, because the desert was filled with evil spirits. And now he sees them on the walls of Jerusalem and the walls of the temple. It is not a holy city, it is an evil city, filled with evil and anger, the hatred. Hatred, Pharisees and scribes and priestly caste. But he rides right on through because he knows he enters there not alone. He enters there just the way he entered the desert, which was escorted by God's Spirit. That very same Holy Spirit, the same one that led Jesus into Jerusalem and into the desert, now leads all of us into Holy Week. Not as pilgrims of Let's Pretend, like when some Cecil B. DeMille movie as extras, as we pretend we're walking with Jesus on the way of death. No, we enter this week as a dress rehearsal. It's a dress rehearsal for that time in our life when we shall return to the land of our souls. But most people are too busy for a dress rehearsal. Too busy to go through the steps of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, then to Easter. And then they wonder why when they come to die, they don't know how to die. You know, we teach people how to do everything. We teach them how to drive, we teach them how to type, how to use computers. Nobody gives any lessons on how to die. But this is a dress rehearsal, crash course on how to die. Like Jesus, if you open your eyes, you will see these two signs. One's going to be on your car, unsafe place, danger. It's on your bed. It's on the door of your home, in the path of an unseen, expected, or unexpected tornado. No matter how young you are, danger. Your health is so fragile. You could die at any moment. So, we blind ourselves to this reality. We blind ourselves. We always have another life in the bank. So what if we die in a car accident? We aren't going to die in a car accident. But one day we know each one of us must follow Jesus and return to the land of our soul. It's a one-way road. And your green card, your palm, proves you're an alien, but you got a working permit. It's a witness card. So I propose that you break off a small piece of it, keep it in your billfold as your union card. Put a small piece of it in your car to remind you, unsafe place. this car, this bed, could be my doorway to the land of the soul. Put it over your bed. Let it open your eyes. Let it also say to you, you're no bum. If it happens to be your bed where you die, this bed here is the bed I die in, then the gates of paradise will open to me because I've earned it. It's no handout. Because I've done the hard work of making the kingdom come in my life, in my home, in my world. I've witnessed to the reality that no matter how much suffering and pain and sickness, how many disappointments there are in this life, there is another life that's coming. Yeah. Pie in the sky. So we have to ask ourselves, is this sign, you know, with looks like the slanted railroad track, the hobo sign, is this the sign on heaven? Unsafe place. Heaven is an unsafe belief. Work and pray, live on hay, and you'll get pie in the sky when you die. Is that a safe belief? If heaven is our home, if heaven is the land of our soul, what memories do you have of the land of your soul? What memories do you have of your home before your birth? And if you have no memories, doesn't that make it pie in the sky? The work of Holy Week is, first of all, to face our death directly. Each of us, each and every one of us, is on death row. The only question is when they're going to come and knock on our door. Face that death, though, with faith. While we can't remember, we have no memories of the land of the soul. We know in our hearts we're aliens, we're hobos, because we're never at home here. We're never really at home here. We never find the place where everything is perfect. The weather is perfect every day. We never find that place of completion, where perfect sex, perfect food, we never find the right people to have around us. That absence of everything being right is the memory. At one time it was right. At one time everything was perfect. Let your palm branch this Sunday then be your union. And let it call you to the hardest work of us as hobos. Our work of our union? Union. Union is our work. Communion with God, from whom we have come and to whom we are returning. Union with each other, all the rest of us hobos. And union with all creation, everything that exists. While we lack concrete, precise memories of the land of our soul, we know inside of us what that land is. It is God. And we know that God is love, and that love is stronger than death. So as we come to the conclusion of this reflection, holy hobos, next Sunday, we will witness to our faith that God, as a divine lover, keeps all promises, all love covenants. As God lifts out of death and decay the bruised and beaten body of Jesus, brings it home to the land of the soul. You take this home with you today. Rejoice. It's your meal ticket. And it promises you a seat at God's table, along with all the rest of those who have passed through the doorway of death to the land of the soul.
Return.